Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange today. We're always glad when you're here with us. This is the first Friday of June, our first chance to talk at some length about arts events coming up this summer. Our featured guest, guitarist Bill Lenhardt, is standing by to talk about the body of work he's put out alone and with many others, including his brother Jay. But First Friday, as always, is a the more the merrier situation. If there's an arts event you're excited about in your town for the next 2 months, because we'll skip the segment for July, give us a call, 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area, 800-838-3760, and our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. On the phone for the last several minutes, of course, Livia from Camelot Theater and Talent. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey, and good morning. We open tonight with Spotlight on Elton John, and it runs through Sunday the 14th. It's 22 songs and a little biography and lots of incredible music.
Let's get a taste of it, because this is Kurt Bernhardt, because you sent us a couple of clips in advance, which is great. So here's Kurt Bernhardt. I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Right.
I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Kurt Bernhardt in the role of Elton John at Camelot Theater and Talent, Spotlight on Elton John. So, Livia, how long does this run?
Just 2 weekends, and both Sundays are sold out already, so people might want to call right away and get their tickets. They will not be disappointed. He's backed up with, we have two wonderful backup singers, and I have to tell you, the costumes in the first act just bring back the 60s, 70s, 80s, pretty much all of it in one costume for each of those girls. I was laughing so much when I saw the costumes. But the singing is incredible. They're backed up by five musicians, and the arrangements and musical direction is by John Taylor, who used to be with Cirque du Soleil and is now doing a number of shows at Camelot. So keyboard, synthesizer, bass, we even have woodwinds, drums, guitar. It's just a wonderful, wonderful evening of music, and boy, does it bring back memories.
Boy, it does for a lot of people, I'm sure. We got another cut here. Let's hear some of Healing Hands also with from this show.
Giving into the nighttime ain't no gift for the pain. You gotta wade into the water. You gotta learn to live again and reach out for the healing hands. Reach out for the healing.
Kurt Bernhardt again as Elton John in Spotlight on Elton John from Camelot Theater in Talent. Livia's on the line with us. What does it take to channel some of the performers you guys have profiled in these Spotlight series?
Well, we usually find someone to write the script, and we find wonderful musicians to do the arrangements. And then some people come to me, like Kurt came to me 2 years ago with Spotlight on Barry Manilow, and sometimes I go to them. But we have so much talent in this valley, and it's so easy to draw from the people who are here. Same thing happened with Roy Orbison at the beginning of the year. Eric Connolly, who's actually going to be in our next show, Jesus Christ Superstar, which actually still opens in June, so you know us, we're always in rehearsal for something. But Spotlight on Roy Orbison sold out, and we expect Elton John to. And if you have a favorite Elton John song, I will bet you anything it's one of the 22, including Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Candle in the Wind, Rocket Man, you name it, it's probably in this show. And then, like I said, June 24th, we start previews with Jesus Christ Superstar, which was the first big rock musical, and we have the most incredible voices in this show. So, it's the usual, call Camelot at 535-5250 or CamelotTheater.org, and don't miss out. We sold out last summer with Les Mis, our summer musical, so I get the tickets as soon as you can.
All right. Thanks so much, Livia. Good to hear from you from the Camelot Theater and Talent, Spotlight on Elton John this weekend and next weekend. First Friday art segment on the Jefferson Exchange. You can join us with arts events from your town at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760 to plug arts events in your town. I want to turn now to Bill Lenhardt, who has been a fixture in the Rogue Valley for a quarter century, we figured out, and has been playing some wonderful music. He's a jazz guitarist, which I think probably really undersells what you're capable of doing. And you have a show coming up this weekend with your brother Jay.
That's right. Jay's in town. We're going to play tomorrow night at the Bella Fiore Winery from 6:30 to 8:30.
How long have you been? Have you guys been playing together? I mean, obviously you were born together, but
well, not quite together. I had to wait a couple of years for him. In the meantime, though, I had walked over to the piano as soon as I could walk. My mother tells me, and about a year and a half, something like that, and slammed my keys, my fingers down on the keys of the piano, because that's what I saw my parents doing. So I guess right from the beginning I've been playing. Jay and I picked up ukuleles when we were about 10 or 12 years old. And it sort of branched out from there. You know, we started playing duets. And then we got the banjos and mandolins, ukuleles, anything you can throw across your lap and scratch at. And we started to be featured in local shows around town in Baltimore and Washington, D.C.
That explains the title of your disc, which is, was it Balmer? Which is,
well, it's called, this is for people from Baltimore. I'll pronounce it in Baltimoreese, okay?
Uh-huh.
To please H.L. Mencken. It'd be Balmer Prefall, which is nothing but Baltimore profile in Baltimoreese. Balmer Prefall. So people look at this and they wonder, just what the devil? Anyway, it was meant with a very specific audience in mind. That is to say, people from Baltimore who still have the dialect, because I'm very interested in varieties of speech.
I have another friend from Baltimore who whose Facebook handle for
That's
a long time was
Balmer.
Balmer
Chick. Yes, I beg your pardon, Balmer.
Yeah. So how would you describe the show that you and Jay are going to do at Bel Fiore?
Well, every year since I've lived here, Jay has made it a point to come out from New York. He's a very famous, very exciting player. He's played with everybody in the world that anybody in your listeners has ever heard of. And when he comes out, he gets a local bass from some lovely people like John Zalabak or somebody like this, and not too many like John. Anyway, he lends us his bass. Jay doesn't have to bring it with him on the plane. Otherwise, it would cost $3,000 to bring it on the plane. So and Jay's written songs about taking a bass on a plane, which is a scream. Jay's songs are a scream. Jay's songs are so funny. And he's also a world-class bassist, so people get a chance to see the upright bass violin really played for a change, you know, bowing beautiful solos and stuff like this. But he's extremely funny. And I have a great time because I just sit there and accompany him. And I do a couple solos as well. But accompanying my brother is a real trip. I mean, he does all of his own music. You have his own charts. So I've been working for 3 months now trying to get that music together in my head. It goes whipping by so fast that it's all over before you begin. But it's a wonderful show. He puts on a terrific show.
Let's hear some of what Jay Lenhart does. You brought in a disc with us, so let's spend a couple minutes listening to this. I think it's
Leonard Bernstein.
Okay.
Yeah.
RCA, when there was an RCA, called me up and said, come out to Los Angeles, Mr. Lenhart, sing your songs for us. And I said, you bet I will. They said, how much money do you think you're going to need? This is a while back. I said, $5,000. They said, how's $500? I said, how about $4,000? They said, how about $500? So I called my agent, my lawyer, my doctor, my herbalist, my producer, my this, my that, and we finally negotiated a fee of $500. So anyway, they felt guilty. They took me to, when we got to the airport, they bought me a first-class ticket. They felt bad, I guess, and so I climbed aboard the plane, and I sat down in first class and had my mimosa, you know, which I wasn't really exactly accustomed to, and a little white-haired gentleman walked on the plane and sat down right next to me in first class. This was a very famous guy. I wouldn't lie about a thing like this. Take my seat aboard the plane, and what is this I see? Leonard Bernstein comes aboard and sits right next to me. First class New York to L.A., some things just work out right. I'll be sitting next to Leonard Bernstein this whole flight. Maybe I should just act like I do not recognize him. Be real cool and do my best not to antagonize him. Now we're rolling down the runway. Next stop is L.A. I am nonchalant like I ride next to Lenny every day. Naturally, I turn to him against my own advice, introduce myself, and find that Lenny's very nice. Soon we start to chat and drink and talk about our lives. We talk about our children and our wives. What a lovely fellow, what a lucky day. Me and Lenny side by side, New York to L.A. Ha ha ha. Soon we're chatting, drinking, talking like the very best of pals. Talking music, life, and art, death and root canals. Now he's interrupting me, but really that's okay, that's okay. He's a lovely fellow and he's got a lot to say. I recite some songs I wrote, he recites them back. For poetry and music, he seems to have a knack. He tells me that his new show closed and now he's feeling beat and he's not used to dealing with defeat. But what a lovely fellow, what a lucky day. Me and Lenny side by side, New York to L.A. He does the London Times crossword 10 minutes and he's through. Does the puzzle with his pen, I do not have a clue. What an intellectual but a warm and friendly guy. We talk about the world below as we sail through the sky. Finally I feel the airplane starting to descend. And I know this lovely day is coming to an end. Put our trays and seat backs up just like you're supposed to do. Land and bid my friend a fond adieu. But what a lovely fellow, what a lucky day. Me and Lenny side by side, New York to L.A. What a lovely fellow, though really I must say. I've not heard from Lenny since I left him in L.A. Not a goddamn word from Lenny since I left him in L.A. In L.A. In L.A.
Jay Lenhart from The Bass Session is the name of the Bass Lesson, I'm sorry, is the name of the album. And there's a DVD that goes with this, too. Jay Lenhart and his brother Bill Lenhart, who's a regular resident of Ashland, will be performing at the Belfiore Winery, let's see, on Saturday, 6:30 to 8:30. And Bill Lenhart's in the studio with me. I want to come back to you in just a moment.
He is? Oh, boy.
Yes, yeah, he's live in person. I want to remind folks, this is part of our First Friday Arts segment. Still a chance to call in and plug the arts events coming to your town for the next 2 months. You got a big 4th of July celebration or something you'd like the folks to hear about as well. Please get on the horn and give us a call at 800-838-3760 around the region, 800-838-3760. Suzanne and Eugene, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about...
I'd like to tell you about Insta Ballet. It's a really fun interactive event at the First Friday Art Walk in downtown Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a free dance performance where the audience gets to watch a ballet as it's being created on professional dancers from the Eugene Ballet. And the audience can also offer suggestions to help shape the ballet.
Suggestions like what?
Really anything. So we have no idea what's going to happen today. Anytime we do the event, so we could have anything from audience suggesting dance steps if they know anything about ballet, or they could have no dance experience. And we've had some wacky things like suggesting to dance like animals or a feeling or a color. So it really can be anything.
Is it better if the people have no dance experience rather than the ones who come in and say that your pas de bourrée looks weak or your fourth position isn't very good?
It can be... Well, it's a nice mix to have both, but we can get some perhaps more interesting suggestions from people that don't know dance but know what they want to see.
Mm-hmm. and so how does a dancer prepare for something like Insta Ballet?
Well, we have some really great professional dancers for this event, and they can't really prepare too much. We have a few movement phrases. I mean, obviously, they're fabulous dancers. They're in great shape, and we select dancers that have a really great sense of humor that are willing to try anything, but there's not too much preparation they can do.
I can imagine. Insta Ballet, and so where can people go to see Insta Ballet as part of First Friday Art Walk in Eugene?
Well, we're in a different location this month. We'll be at 771 Willamette, mm-hmm. which is an empty storefront. It used to be a CrossFit gym, and we'll be there from 5 to 8 p.m., and the audience members can come and go. We're right on the art walk, so you don't have to stay the whole time, but people sometimes end up staying for the the entire time slot, and we'll perform whatever the audience has created at 8 p.m. So it might be a work in progress. We might have a whole ballet. Who knows?
Okay, so a big performance, essentially taking all the things that have been suggested into what goes on at 8 p.m.
Correct.
That sounds like so much fun. Insta Ballet at 771 Willamette Street in Eugene. The final performance, or the actual performance itself, at 8 o'clock tonight. Thanks so much for calling to let us know about Insta Ballet once again.
Great. Thank you so much.
You bet. This is First Friday Arts segment on the Jefferson Exchange. Your chance to talk about arts events coming to your town for the next few weeks as we slide into summer. The Shakespeare Festival in Ashland, of course, gearing up with its outdoor play season on the Elizabethan stage. And other events going on around the region, including one that Mark in Reading is on the line to tell us about. Hi, Mark.
Hi. Yes. Friday, June 12th, 7:30 p.m., Pilgrim Congregational Church, 2850 Foothill Boulevard in Reading. Performing Arts Society is presenting the annual Concert of Advanced Students of Robert Waterbury, doing art songs, opera arias. Featured will be students who are leaving to enter advanced training programs in California State Universities and elsewhere. Selections include Verdi, Mozart, Donizetti, Brahms, Vaughan Williams, and more. And then July will be offering include several well-known Reading poets skilled in poetry performance. And that'll be the 10th of July at 7:30 p.m. at the Pilgrim Congregational Church.
All right, so a busy couple of events coming up for the Performing Arts Society concerts. And when's the one in June again?
It'll be Friday the 12th, 7:30 p.m.
All right.
Always the second Friday of the month.
Second Friday. Okay, now I got the pattern. Great. Thanks for calling, Mark. Always good to hear from you. This is our First Friday Arts segment on the Jefferson Exchange. You can still call and plug arts events in your town at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. Bill Lenhart, the jazz guitarist in the studio with me, playing a set with his brother, Jay Lenhart, the bass player, at the Belfiore Winery outside Ashland tomorrow, Saturday, at 6:30. And do you end up being Jay obviously is a very funny guy. Do you end up being his straight man, Bill?
I'm pretty funny, too, but I love being his straight man. Yeah, I get a terrific chart. Of course, he writes songs all the time, so I never know what he's going to come up with. You know, he's liable to bring five new songs out this time that he's written in the meantime. The important thing to remember about Jay and me, I think, is that we're storytellers. And when Jay tells a story, obviously he's written the lyrics and he's singing a song. But it's also important to know that when we play, when we're improvising, when we're playing in between, when we're doing instrumentals, that's also a story. The jazz musician tells a story every time he or she plays. And I'm not sure that everyone really gets this. But the reason that the music is gripping and interesting is because there's actually a narrative going on, but it's without words. So that's what we do. That's what we've done for a living. Every time we play, we're telling a story. So it includes when I'm teaching in the studio or wherever, you know.
All right. So we want to hear one of your improvisations, but what's the story you're telling here before we get into it?
I don't know. I can't remember because it's an improvisation. It's been done some years ago. Mm-hmm. But this is straight from the back pocket. I mean, in other words, there's no preparation for this. It's just you use your 50 years of musical experience to create something on the spot. It's an improvisation.
Okay, so it's from Balmer Profile or Baltimore Profile or Balmer Profil. This is improvisation from Bill Lenhart.
It's Pray Fall, hon. Pray Fall. Thank you.
Bill Lenhart, the jazz guitarist, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange on this First Friday Arts segment. Bill and his brother Jay perform tomorrow at the Bel Fiore Winery outside Ashland. That's called Improvisation from Balmer Prayful.
That's my CD. You can get the CD at the performance, and you can look how it's spelled, and twist your mouth around that pronunciation. It means is Baltimore profile. In other words, profile of a guy from Baltimore.
It was fun to watch your face as we listened to the piece because it looked like you were getting back into it. We were talking about stories that get told through music, whether there are words or not. Do you remember what the story was now that you heard it?
I can simply tell you this, that I'm surprised at how good it sounds, because at the time I thought, oh, what a piece of junk. Oh, my God, I'll never listen to this. Now here, these years later, I listen to it and I realize it's pretty good. You know, what I was expressing probably was what was going on in the studio. It was raining outside. My drummer had just, there's all kinds of detail to leave out. But it was raining. A dog was running around the studio. The guy was signaling to me like crazy from the control booth. And the lights went off. So that, I don't know if you can put the story together from that. But I was looking out, it was raining. That probably explains the tempo. It was kind of
a
draggy little
tempo.
Thing, and then the sort of bluesy thing. And I was just surprised at how nice it sounds after all this time.
You play a 7-string guitar upon occasion, is that right?
Yeah, I cheat. That's right, yeah. I added another string. My brother's a famous bass player, and he lives in New York, and I live here. So when I moved here, I added a string to my guitar, my low string, because I got so used to hearing those low E-flats and D-flats and B-flats.
That's what that – I wondered where the bass came in.
Yeah, it's not a bass player. It's the guitar itself. Took me a long time to learn how to play it, but it's been worthwhile. It's a marvelous instrument for accompanying, and I can play solo a lot better. At least I think so, anyway. It sounds like I have a bass with me sometimes. And that's just a tribute to my brother. You know, I grew up with those low notes in my ear.
Sure.
I would sit down and play guitar, and he would stand up and play bass next to me.
It's like having him there with you, in a sense.
Yeah, that's one does what one can, you know.
Right.
I don't think he's added a high string to his bass yet, but I've talked to him about that.
Yeah, something to bring up this weekend.
I'll bring that up this weekend.
All right. I wish you guys could have been here with Jay in person, but I understand he had a little flight snafu.
Flight snafu. Okay. But that's happened almost every time he's come here. He has to struggle to get here.
So Jay and Bill Lenhart performing at the Bel Fiore Winery Saturday at 6:30. $10 cover charge at the door. Our featured guests on First Friday Arts segment. Bill, thanks so much for coming in.
You're more than welcome, Jeff. It's been a pleasure.